Chapter 3 Anne's Story. The next morning was bright and sunny. Anne saw a pink cherry tree from her bedroom window and felt happy. Then she remembered she could not stay at Green Gables because she was not a boy. Anne looked out at the pretty garden and daydreamed for a long time. Suddenly, Anne felt Marilla's hand on her.
"Breakfast is ready now," Marilla said.
Anne stood up.
"Green Gables is beautiful. I'm sad because I can't stay, but I will always remember it," she said brightly.
"Put on your dress and remember to wash your face," said Marilla.
Anne was at the kitchen table in 10 minutes. She wanted to make Marilla happy.
"I'm hungry today,"
Anne said to Marilla and Matthew at the table.
"Things don't feel as bad this morning. I like mornings. Do you like mornings? It's a nice sunny morning. But I like rainy mornings, too."
"Please stop talking," said Marilla. "You talk too much, Anne."
Anne did not speak again, and they all ate breakfast. Marilla watched Anne closely.
"It is strange to see her sitting quietly," she thought.
After breakfast, Marilla asked Anne a question.
"Where did you live before the orphanage?"
"In Bolingbroke, Nova Scotia," said Anne. "My father's name was Walter Shirley, and my mother's name was Bertha Shirley. They were teachers. I don't remember our house, but I think about it a lot. In my daydreams, it's very pretty, with lots of flowers. My mother got sick and died. I was only 3 months old. Then my father died, and I was an orphan," Anne said.
Marilla listened quietly to Anne.
"What happened after that?"
she asked softly.
"I lived with our cleaner, Mrs. Thomas, because my mother and father didn't have any family. She was very poor and had an angry husband. I helped with their children until I was 8. Then, Mr. Thomas died suddenly, and Mrs. Thomas didn't want me. Someone called Mrs. Hammond took me, and I helped with her 8 children. It was hard work. I lived with Mrs. Hammond for 2 years, and then she moved away. I went to the orphanage after that, and now I'm here."
Anne did not like telling her story. It made her feel too sad. She liked talking about beautiful things in the world.
"Did you go to school?"
asked Marilla.
"Only at the orphanage," Anne answered. "But I can read. I love reading books."
Marilla felt sorry for Anne.
"Maybe Anne can stay," she thought. "She talks too much. but she is sweet and intelligent. Later that day, Marilla talked to Matthew. You're right about Anne. She can live with us. I don't know much about children, and I will make mistakes. But I will teach her things, she said. Matthew smiled.
I'm very happy about this, Marilla.
I'll tell her tomorrow, said Marilla.